The matter came up at talks with the Rio group of Latin American countries in Luxembourg, which holds the rotating EU presidency. One Czech and a German lawmaker were expelled ahead of a Cuban opposition meeting earlier this month, and there were other such incidents with European politicians and journalists. Those involved had traveled on tourist visas to attend the opposition meeting. Luxembourg Foreign Minister John Asselborn says the matter will be examined at a meeting of EU foreign ministers next month. He's heard through an interpreter.
What has happened recently is not good. It's not productive. It's not helpful. If MEPs are not given visas, if deputy ministers are denied access, well, we need to look at things calmly. I think I told you that 3 days ago I had a very interesting and frank discussion with the Cuban ambassador in Brussels. I outlined to him the position of the European Union, and I explained that that sort of action is hardly likely to promote dialogue. I think the message was understood. I hope the message was understood. And at our next General Affairs Council in June, we shall be looking at Cuba.
Mr. Asselborn said he hopes provocation can be avoided in the future on both sides. He also said if Cuban authorities have not understood the situation, it is difficult for the EU to go any further. He said he would do everything possible to reopen a dialogue on human rights with Cuba. Other EU officials have previously condemned the incident, along with the German and Czech governments. In January, the EU suspended sanctions on Havana, which had been imposed in 2003 after a crackdown on dissidents. Tensions between Cuba and Brussels had eased earlier this year after Cuba released some dissidents. Cuba in January also announced it was restoring diplomatic ties with EU states represented in Havana. Douglas Batchin for VOA News, Luxembourg.